Gimel Boyas if Samach Dalet. Aitzat Karin Mat Oichel. Taking away from when you've got Tzeilas the Oichel, which are mixed together in layers. There's a Machlokes Mishnah Berurah and Chazon Ish. If one's allowed to take off a bit more than the layer in order to go and not call it doing boil. Let's explain. If one's got cream and milk, now the cream is on top of the milk. You want to take off the cream from the milk, it is boya. The touching point from the milk and the cream is boya. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you can take off a bit less of the cream and you don't come to the touching point of the cream to the milk. Therefore, you're not doing boya, because you're taking away the bad from the bad. Taking away bad from bad is no problem. But if you take away the point which is touching the cream and the milk, then you're taking away the bad from the good. It's not okay. The same thing says the Mishnah Berurah. If you take off more milk, you take off extra from the milk, and you take the cream plus a bit of the milk, it's also allowed, because you're not taking from the point of the taruv, the point of the touching point of the mixture. But the Chazon Ish says not like that. The Chazon Ish says that you're not allowed to take any place which is considered murav still, which is very near to the touching point, is also considered it's still mixed together. And you're only allowed to do it in a way that you can half the bad or half the good. You have to go and say, I'm halving, I'm taking, it doesn't mean only half. It means you have to go and be able to say that I'm sharing the bad from the bad, or I'm sharing good from the good. And it's not considered you've amended the good. Says the Chazon Ish, if you amend the good, you're not allowed. So the Chazon Ish and the Mishnah Berurah is very practical, these halachas, in other cases. So now the third case which you have is taking out a garin imat oichel. You take out a pip with a bit of food on it. Garin shalimon shenofal salat osulo tzioi mimenu. Mishum sheboya pseles min oichel. Says like this, that if you take out the pit from the lemon, from the salad, you're doing boy, you're taking bad from good. But if you take a bit of food with it, that means you take a bit of the salad with the pea, the garin, with the seed, then according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's no problem. Because you're taking not only the touching point of the taruvus, you're also taking a bit more. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed. You consider you're taking good from good. When you take a bit of the salat with it, it means you're taking a separation from the good from the good. But according to the Chazon Ish, you're not allowed to do it. Why are you not allowed to do that according to the Chazon Ish? Because it's still considered you've amended the salad according to the Chazon Ish. Therefore, according to the Chazon Ish, what you have to do, like he says further, ובמקרה שיקח יחד עם הגרעין כמות גדולה של אויכל, באופן שלא יראה הדבר כלל כנטיל הסלס מן האויכל, אלא כחלוקת התערובת, הרי זה מותר אף לחזון איש. If you take a lot of the salad, therefore we can't say that you've amended the salad, but we call it that you have split up the good from the good of the bad from the bad. In this case, it would be the good from the good. Then, according to the Chazon Ish, then you're allowed. If you take a lot of salad, then together with the pit, then it is allowed, even according to the Chazon Ish. Then in the footnote, what will happen if the seed is only on one side of the salad? Then the other side of the salad is altogether not seen by this is mixed altogether. Because it's in one pina, one corner, and the other side corners are completely separated from it, and they're not considered, according to people's how a person thinks. They don't consider it there in the other places. They don't consider it mixed the garin, the seed. That means it's only in one corner. If this corner is mixed with the seed and the other corner is not, then according to the Chazanish, that any part further away is also allowed. Yeah? But the Chazanish is only saying that any part which you see that you look as if you've amended the mixture, even though you're taking more than the touching line, according to the Chazanish, is not allowed. But if we don't see you amended the mixture, it is allowed. If Samachay, taking a zvob with a bit of the juice. If it fly falls into the soup or into some sort of drink, you're allowed to take away the zvob with a bit of the liquid. You take it out with a spoon, with a bit of the liquid. Then he says, we learned before, don't take out a lot of, if you got a lot of flies, you shouldn't take them out with a spoon. That's what he learned before. Okay. Well, what's the reason? Because when you have a few flies, and we don't only see in between the fly itself, it's got water or juice, which is mixed up, but we say it's mixed up with all the surrounding liquids. That if you go and pour out a lot of the juice, and in a way that we don't look as if you are mending the part which is mixed with the flies, but we say it looks as if you are sharing and making and splitting up the drink, then it is allowed even according to the Chazon Ish.